الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال تبارك وتعالى: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. In these ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala is referred to one great, great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and that is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. First, to recognize the ni'mat of Allah, appreciate it, and then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Mashayikh have written that as many people as there are in the world, there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. And some have written that as much as Allah's creation which breathe, as many breaths as there are, there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. So there are very many ways that one can reach Allah Ta'ala. And whatever way Allah has blessed us with, or ways, we should not think it's only confined in this. Some other people are doing something else, and they are reaching Allah through that ways. Somebody through tahajjud is reaching Allah Ta'ala, and he makes shukr, Allah give me tawfiq of tahajjud. Somebody is doing social welfare work, feeding the poor, the needy, where people haven't got food, and he's reaching Allah in that way. Somebody is treating his family very well, and he makes sabar, everything, he treats them. There are many, many ways of reaching Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And of all that, Allah give us tawfiq to try and choose as many ways as possible. One great way is to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala and to consider the ni'mats of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. The ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, one great, great ni'mat for us is the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat of deen. What a great thing. And if we just think, poor kuffar who haven't got iman, they don't believe in the one who created us. They don't believe in the one who is feeding us. They don't believe in the one who looks after us, who sees to all our needs. How much shukr mustn't we make? If a person his whole life makes shukr on the ni'mat of iman, it is not enough. It's a very, very great ni'mat. And then again, our iman, more than just iman, iman of Nabi, what Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest, highest level of iman Allah Ta'ala had blessed with. And through Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, deen of Islam has come to us. What a great ni'mat. A common ni'mat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala in the world. Allahu Akbar. Wa fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look in yourself and you'll see Allah Ta'ala. To see Allah Ta'ala, one doesn't have to look outside and go around. Though that also, there is all Allah signs. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Wa ikhtilafi layli wal nahar. All the signs of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So many signs of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Wa ka'ayyin min ayatin fi samawati wal ard. How many signs of Allah in the heavens and the earth. But you yourself, O insan, what a great exposition of the Qudrat of Allah, of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Take one, for example, our eyes. What a ni'mat, eyesight. Allah made some people blind so that the others can appreciate and see. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known what blindness was. If there was no blind person in the world, we shouldn't know what is blindness. Things tu'araful ashiya bi'azdadiha. Things are recognized by their opposites. And whoever Allah has made blind, Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, Rahim. That ni'mat he hasn't, but he gave them another ni'mat. Either he gave them riches, either he gave them brains. And we see many people who are handicapped in one way, but how their brains work, etc. So Allah Ta'ala gives everyone. And Allah's secrets and Allah's method of ruling the world is beyond our comprehension. It is very, very feeble and weak for us to try and find fault in how Allah is controlling and managing the world. The wisest thing a person can do is submit to Allah Ta'ala, because He is the all-knowing and He sees to everything. Radha bil qada, that will be satisfied with all the rulings of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat are, we appreciate it. Ni'mat of the brains Allah gave us, ni'mat of the eyes, all, how many ni'mat. And each in each ni'mat, another million ni'mat. In the eyes, not just the eyes, one ni'mat. How many things there are in the eye. When ask an optometrist, he will explain how much he, Allah, has opened to them and how much they have come to know about the ear to ear. When ask a person who is an ENT and about all that. So all the ni'mat of Allah. When we see the ni'mat of Allah, and we should take it, it's an ibadat. It is a means to reach Allah Ta'ala. We should take our time to ponder in the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Which ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with. And innumerable. And when we see somebody in difficulty, Alhamdulillah illadhi afani or afana mimmabtalaum bihi. What difficulty they have got, Allah shukr, Allah didn't give me that difficulty. And the other part, very, very important, wafaddalana ala kathirim mimman khalaqa tabdila. And Allah Ta'ala wafaddalani ala kathir, Allah gave me preference, gave me fazilat of His graces, His things free of charge, so much what He gave other people. So much He gave them also. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. He created them also with lot of ni'mat. But perhaps one ni'mat, Allah save us all. Accident happened, some disease, illness came, whatever, Allah protect us all. But besides that, they also had so many ni'mat. And compared to that, Allah gave me so many ni'mat and He saved me. In the virtue of this, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads this dua, that difficulty that reached those people will never reach us. Allah will protect us. What a great name! What a great necessity it is. But many of us, we haven't learned this dua till today. We don't read this dua, even just the meaning of it. It's very important that we learn this dua. And when we see people in difficulty, then read this dua. Very, very sad also today. Most of the news we get, our nature has become, we just take it as news items. Somebody has passed away, he has passed away. That's all. But to read three times, Qulhu Allah, Allah reward those people who, when they send the message of the funeral, they say read three times, Qulhu Allah. But then to how many of us still read it also? And today, read three times, Qulhu Allah, not half a minute. And that person, how much, what sawab he gets. It is narrated one buzurg, for another buzurg, his friend, he read three times, Qulhu Allah, and he made isali sawab. He passed it to him. That we saw that buzurg at night, he says, when I was living, I used to read Quran Sharif a lot. And I loved Quran Sharif. And I made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, when I die, give me also the honor to carry on reading Quran. Allah bless me with that honor. I'm reading Quran Sharif. But all, I've made about 700,000 khatams, or how many, whatever, big number. But that, no sawab for it. Sawab is only in dunya. The enjoyment you'll get, you like to read Quran, you like to make namaz, tasbih, whatever. The enjoyment you will get. But sawab there isn't in the akhir. But the three Qulhu Allah you read for me, that has raised my position very much. And our marhumin are constantly waiting for us to send sawab for them. But how many of us send on a daily basis at least once, three times Qulhu Allah, and send for our family, parents, the whole ummah, whoever, as much as we can. Very, very effective it is. So we should send that. And then read the other, this dua, that difficulty that reached them. Whatever difficulty, Allah saved us from it. So at least we should try and do that. So any ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the first thing is to recognize it as a ni'mat. Very few of us even, Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. Very few of my bandas make shukr. This great ibadat, and this is a ibadat which is a must ibadat, a natural, because nothing is ours. We didn't apply to come in this world. We didn't apply that I must have eyes when I come in the world, I must have a nose, I must... How many things, a spleen, a liver, how many things which we don't know about in the body. We didn't ask for it, Allah gave it to us all. The fluid between the joints, if just that gets dried up, what a big problem. We didn't ask for it, Allah gave it to us. And we don't, won't know ever all the ni'mets of Allah which He has bestowed upon. But those that we know, we should try and acknowledge. Take out some time, reflect on it. And then recognize it. Then the second is to express it verbally, shukr of Allah. Read Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah illadhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Words of the praises of shukrulillah. Allah, your shukr. Say, make shukr. Talk about the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And then thirdly, use that ni'mat for what it is meant. Time Allah has given us. What a big ni'mat of time. So use time for what it is meant, to make our akhirat. So that is the main purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I have not created jinn and man. They have come in this world, but for the ibadah, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. For that we are here. So all this time that we have got, 60, 70 years, whatever our age, how long we live, it is to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So use that ni'mat for that. Allah gave us money. Don't squander it. Don't use it wrongly. Don't waste your money. Use it in the right way. Help out people. So many people are in need. For that Allah gave us. Whatever Allah has given us, use it for in the ni'mat of Allah. So recognize all the different ni'mats which Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has given us. Then make shukr. Where Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ And those people who make shukr also, وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ It's very, very little shukr that you make. We are very weak in that, in shukr. So two main ibadahs in this year, in this context. One is to recognize the ni'mat, and which are on me, on every person. No matter who it is, that person is enjoying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And then after that, to make the shukr. And do the correct way. Make, and by that, a person reaches great heights by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, let me meet the most pious servant which is present in the world now. So Allah led him, guided him. He met a person who was blind, a person whose two arms were also, he lost his two arms. So he made salam to him, he replied, and again just continued, Shukr Ya Allah. As long as my eyes were good for me, meant for me, you gave me. When they were not good for me, you took them away. And that is to tafweez, that Allah system. And it's not an easy ibadah, but Allah bring us to that we can realize, recognize and realize that in whichever condition Allah keeps us, that is the best condition. There couldn't be a better condition than that. Allah knows more better for us. So many of us, we complain a lot at that time. Continuously we are complaining. But we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, my arms, as long as they were good for me, you gave them. When it wasn't now meant for me, you took them away. Shukr. All the time he was making shukr. On the basis of that shukr of his. And tafweez, surrendering to Allah Ta'ala's will. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala made him the person who is the most pious in the world. So through shukr. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, so see Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. He's that Nabi of Allah. There were other Nabi, Anbiya also were. Allah gave them wealth. He had wealth also and shukr also. His main, I'malu Ali Dawood Shukra. The family of Ali Dawood, Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were on shukr. Allah blessed them with all that damage. So if we also make shukr, Allah's clear command in the Quran, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you will make shukr, and that is only in the singular, if you will just make shukr, once you make shukr, Allah says, and with no stress or anything. You just made shukar. Not you exaggerated in shukar. You just made shukar. La, and la in Arabic comes for stress. Azidannakum. The noon with the tashdeed on it, noon thaqila, is also, I will definitely, definitely increase you in your ni'mat. If a person wants to his ni'mat to increase, one of the many easy ways is what you have got, make shukar. In this Ramzan, there was once this one student in a madrasa from Malaysia who was very keen to go for Umrah, but he didn't have money. He only had 100 rand. Now, he made his qadr of that. I got 100 rand, he gave it out charity, sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala blessed him, somebody came and gave him 1,000 rand. 1,000 rand also, you can't go for Umrah. So he gave the 1,000 also in charity. He gave Allah Ta'ala, then somebody from Malaysia phoned him, we want to send you for Umrah. Just give all your details, whatever is required, and then he went for Umrah. And just see, so he made shukr what he had, that little bit, how much then Allah Ta'ala gave him. And his whole Umrah got done. Otherwise, a person with 100 rand, where is he going to go for Umrah? So everything else, a person wants to become rich also, give in the, but give with sincerity. Don't give with the intention to get more. Then otherwise what you gave will also go. Give with the intention that sincerely for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will increase us in His ni'mat. So this is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and a great, like that there are so many other ibadats indeed. For sabr, for istighfar, how many ibadats, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala increases a person. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads this dua, we should all try to read this dua every day, at least once in the morning, once in the evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi, or at night, ma amsa bi, min na'matin, aw bi ahadim min khalqik, fa minka wahdath la sharika lak. All the ni'mat which you have given me, or any of your creation, all of them are solely and only from you. You have given us this ni'mat, O Allah. A person who reads that, it comes in the hadith, he has made shukr to Allah for all Allah's ni'mat upon him. Otherwise, we can't. One Nabi asked Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, most probably, that Ya Allah, we can't make your shukr. Your ni'mat are so many, how much must we make shukr? We can't make. Allah Ta'ala said, when you admit you can't make shukr, that is when you have made shukr. Because we can never make shukr of the ni'mat of Allah, which are continuously pouring down upon us. As we are sitting here now, and we are enjoying, which we don't think about ever. We sometimes talk, we hear about it, and that time little bit our mind, not fully also, little bit our mind goes with oxygen which we are having now. If a person doesn't have oxygen, wow, what difficulty is life comes. How many people are put onto ventilators, on oxygen machines? They are given oxygen. We are just normal. And the oxygen is enough here in this place here. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also made it that the machine to take the oxygen, our lungs, they are also working. If they are not working right, and how many people have got lung problem? And then again, we are exhaling carbon dioxide. That is just going away. Who is giving us the pure oxygen every moment? 24/7. And every second, every moment, sleeping, awake. We in the bed, we in the toilet, we in the shop, we on the street. Allah is giving us oxygen. Wherever we are going. And the food which we are eating. We all of us have our supper most probably. How many ni'mats in there? Allahu Akbar. And if we just take one luqma, one morsel of food, I take some roti, a piece of roti, and I take it in the tarkari. Now maybe a small piece of mutton or chicken, maybe some peas or papri or whatever else it may be. And what more, many other things, some little chutney, some little achar, I mix it also with, and I put it in my mouth, the ability that with my fingers to be able to move them, If a person got arthritis, Allah protect us all. And his fingers don't, how many people can't eat themselves? Somebody has to feed them. How many people not feeding is enough? They are on drugs. They just have to survive on that. They don't, they no more roast for them, no more biryani for them, no more chicken for them. Just on drugs they are. And we can eat, and what a variety. Sometimes you don't know, Allahu Akbar. We were some time ago in Harare, Zimbabwe, and for breakfast one alim invited us. And that was the first time I think in my life I saw that the Sterkhan, he had 28 dishes. Otherwise you have some dishes and you can't eat from all, so many there are. Just you couldn't see all also. Forget eating and that, 28 types of dishes. Allahu Akbar. And then his condition was, when Harari was going through their difficult days, they told us later that his mother should tell them when they should come back from madrasa, this food that I put in your plate, there's only so much, don't ask for more. But today how much Allah gave them. So what are the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? And how much of Allah's ni'mats, and we are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah, and we are drowning in ghaflat, unmindfulness. We just one way, Allahu Akbar. We think for ourselves, your own son, your own daughter, your family, you love them. And you shower them this, wedding time, house you give them, car you give them, everything you give. And they don't tell you one time, Jazakallah. In fact, they still disobey you. You ask them for a small favor, and they say, sorry, we can't do it. How you feel? Allah's ni'mat upon us. And how much do we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? Continuously. And Allah Rabbul Alameen is that pure being that not us Muslims, non-Muslims also, atheists who don't believe in Allah, but his ni'mat are pouring down. Continuously. How much are we going to be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? As one alim explained, Allah is so merciful, so merciful. When a person is committing guna, Allah is seeing he's making guna. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't punish him immediately. Allah doesn't let him become paralyzed or blind or something, whatever else it is. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't stop his rosy from him. We all know how many gunas we have committed. And what Allahu Akbar. And with regard to guna, one aspect also is, as many gunas as we have committed, every individual in our limit, there is no limit to our gunas, so to say. But there is a limit. Whatever. And all of mankind together, how much guna? It's a huge, huge, we will say unlimited. But finally, it is a limit. And Allah's rahmat is unlimited. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that when people go to the beach, and they play there, somebody is riding the bicycle there, whatever else, somebody is making mud houses there, whatever. One wave of the sea comes and it makes it like as though nobody ever put a foot on that place. So one layer of Allah's mercy, all of mankind's gunas, Allah can wash them away. So merciful, so kind is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah sees that person making guna. And Allah doesn't take him to task. Allah gives him time to, or respite. Till maut, you can make tawbah. When maut comes, then the doors of tawbah are closed. But till that time, the doors of tawbah are open. So we are drowned in Allah's ni'mat. And we are drowned in ghaflat. And we are drowned in na-shukri. We are complaining all the time. Little something goes wrong. Na-shukri. And then, na qadri, we don't appreciate also. We don't make shukr also. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us to understand. And through making shukr, which as I said, shukr and tawadu, humility, are really two qualities which should be naturally in a person. Because we have got nothing whatsoever. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. When we take that one morsel of food from the plate, in there, all the different things. Where was the chicken born? Who grew the chicken up? Who slaughtered the chicken? Who cleaned the chicken? Who transported it? And for the transport, roads were necessary. The workers that worked all. And then when it came, it had to be cooked. The stove was necessary. The spices were necessary. And whenever we take a morsel of food, it's not only the meat and the vegetable, but how many spices? When the auntie start cooking, they put how many? 5, 6, 7, 8 type of spices in the food. All the spices are made in different parts of the world. And for all that farms where it's growing, tractors are required. And those tractors is not made in one place. It's assembled in one place. But the parts come, some parts from this part of the world, some from that part of the world. In each factory, there are how many people who are working. Everyone's needs have to be fulfilled, then they can come to work. And for all their needs, how many come by bus, how many come by train, how many go walking, how many by car, all that has to be seen to. Then the whole system of the world, how Allah is managing it. No, a person who is managing a factory, perfectly, every department, everything, but Allah's whole system of the whole world, all the different, Allahu Akbar. What are the great, how great is Allah Ta'ala. Arhamur Rahimeen. Rahmatul Lil Arhamur Rahimeen. So great is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's ni'mat. So one great ibadat Allah give us tawfiq. And through shukr, a person can reach great heights by Allah Ta'ala. And there are endless ni'mat of Allah on everyone. Especially we, Allah Ta'ala, shukr with the ni'mat of Iman and Islam. And this ni'mat also, we should ponder about it. Today, unfortunately, when we are living like the kuffar in many ways, like the non-Muslims, then we hear very sad cases in the Muslims also. Somebody is a drug addict, what and what he does as a drug addict. Somebody, whatever else, what and what things the people are doing. And this is common in the non-Muslims. In their societies, in their ways, where all these things are rife. Allah saved us from that. And if we bring more Islam into our lives, and we live according to deen, the barakat of that will be in our lives here in this world. And in the akhirat, we will see it also more, forever and ever. So all these are great, the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat of clothes. Allahu Akbar. One beautiful dua also which we should try and read. When we're wearing clothes, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Whenever we're wearing our clothes, try and read that dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa hadha thawb wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. All praise is due to Allah who gave me this razaqani hadha. هذا الثوب من غير حولي, not no effort of mine. ولا قوة, nothing I did. Even if we paid for it, even if we sewed it, but really, who made it originally? Who gave us the strength to sew it, to cut it? A tailor, a dressmaker, when she cuts it, who gave that? The scissor, who gave? That knowledge to cut it in that pattern and in that way, the cotton to sew it together, all that machine which they are using, where the machine was made. Then we will say, though I think I sewed this kurta, or I sewed this, but really in reality, I did nothing whatsoever. And even if I sewed it, my strength to sew it, my knowledge to sew it, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Then on that dua, Allah Ta'ala forgives all that person's gunas. Maulana Usman Kadwa Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum of Hamzinto, once he told me this dua, and he said he asked his Sheikh Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh that major guna is also forgiven. So he said, usme kya shak hai? That what doubt is in it, that all ulama say that for major gunas we should make tawbah. But the minor gunas are definitely forgiven. The same it is with eating also. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha or hadha ta'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Then we read that dua, Allah Ta'ala forgives all our gunas. And all of us, we are alhamdulillah. Now it has come on our tongue, we say make dua for my islah, make dua for my tarbiyat, my nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. That is, make the niyat when we come for majlis, that we hear the talks and then we change the ash'ar, the explanation of the ash'ar, the kitab, everything. So that is, be conscious of our islah also. A person who becomes a shaykhul mashayikh, he's a shaykh himself, and under him he's got many other shaykhs, mashayikh, and they've got also murids. But he himself also, the moment, not the day, the moment he becomes unmindful of his own islah, of his own tarbiyat, he slips. Shaitan is waiting all the time. And Shaitan, how many places in the Quran Allah has quoted that he has vowed that he will destroy the iman of people. And he is after it. So any and every person, as we have mentioned many times, and we are in bayans also all the time, even Hazrat Ahmad, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi, right on his dying bed, Shaitan tried also. But Allah saved his choice servant, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi, and how many other people also. So Shaitan doesn't spare anyone till the last moment. And we have to be careful. In shukr we are unmindful. And then how much more must we be unmindful with regard to this which we don't think also. So, a person who's not concerned of his islah all the time, that person goes down immediately. Just like you throw a ball up, it goes up and up, but it doesn't keep on going up. There is a certain place where it stops. And then it comes down faster than it went. If we don't go up all the time, how beautiful Hazrat has said that whatever stage we reach in our life, in the line of tasawwuf, manzil ho ke bhi, ye meri manzil nahi. Though it is a station on my way to Allah, but this is not yet my station. My station is, as Hazrat said, that on Qiyamah's day, when the announcement will be made that you are going to Jannat, then Hazrat said, I got my poem ready at that time to read. Then now Allah Ta'ala, now I can say I'm safe. Till that time a person is not safe. So Allah Ta'ala give us fikr, concern of our iman, Islam. So shukr is a great ni'mat. And there are very many other aspects also of shukr, but the point is to make shukr and to make it an abundance. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us towards righteousness, and let us make shukr and have concern of our Islam till the last moment. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.